Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. All right, you guys, today we're reflecting on a reading from the book of 1 Samuel, and it's really good, and I believe the Lord has a lot to speak to us in and through it. So we're just going to read it and then dive in. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 3. During the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see, and the lamp of God was not yet extinguished. And Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son, go back to sleep." At that time Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as of yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. And getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel from Dan to Beersheba came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. Okay, so I think this is probably a reading that most of us have heard before. But as I was reading it, there were three things that stood out really clearly to me that I want to dive into today. So the first thing is that Samuel studied under Eli. Right. And I believe that what this is speaking to us today is that we all should have a mentor or someone in the faith that we look up to who can walk with us. Because sometimes there are things that the Lord might be trying to speak to us or do in our lives, and it's just not clear to us unless we have an outside voice coming and helping to reveal that to us. So here at Damascus, we all have a pastoral leader. So it's just someone that we meet up with once a month that helps talk with you through physical, emotional, spiritual things going on in your life. They're not spiritual directors. It's just another mentor, someone who's on your team, someone who's praying for you and with you to help walk with you through things. So I believe that as a Christian and living the Christian life, that it's good to have people who we can look up to and who can walk with us on our faith journey. And that is what Eli was to Samuel. And then he was able to distinguish oh my gosh, the Lord is actually trying to speak to Samuel. He needs to respond this way. Okay, so that's number one. That's good to have a Christian, a mentor, or someone in your life who can walk with you. Number two, what stood out to me is that Samuel's response was just perfect, right? His response was, "Here I am." And I feel like that's the response that the Lord is inviting us to be able to give to him today, that in things that he's calling us to do, and things that he's asking of us, that our response can be, "Here I am." And then, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And do we put ourselves in a place to actually allow the Lord to speak to us? And do we put ourselves in a place to actually listen to him? Okay, so we need to say to the Lord, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then actually give him the space and the time to do that. And then when he responds, say, "Here I am." And be able to say yes to whatever he's asking of us. And then the third thing that stood out is that last line. It says, everyone came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. And I just want all of you to know today that you are a prophet of the Lord. That the prophets are not just these big people in the Old Testament who heard from God and went and spoke all these things. But actually at our baptism, we were anointed priest, prophet, and king. Which is kind of a crazy thing to think about. And I would really encourage you to dive into that and pray more about it and ask questions about it. But we are all prophets. Because a prophet is a mouthpiece. It's just someone who's a mouthpiece for God. Someone that God can speak to, and then you'll respond and speak what he's asking you to speak. And so if you've never thought of yourself as a prophet, maybe that's something to pray into today and something to think about today. Lord, how am I a prophet? And when we say to him, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, you're like telling him, all right, I'm ready to step into this anointing as a prophet. So first thing today is that it's good to have a Christian mentor, someone to walk with you in your life. Second thing is our response should be, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And third, you are a prophet. This has been a reflection on 1 Samuel. Again, my name is Emily. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.